We are so glad that you have joined us. We are going to go before the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you that we are able to make your mandate our mission and go ye out into the world. So, Lord, we just ask you right now to continue to bless the two women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to your mandate when they started this call. We'd like to thank you for the Des De Leon family, ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them, and the Spiller family, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that your will shall be done. So we just want to line up with your will. We want to make your mandate our mission in life. We want to bring disciples into the kingdom. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the man or woman of God who is about to come forth and bring forth the message from on high. So, Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now I will bring forth the hostess with the mostest. Host, are you there?
I am. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Tiffany, take it away.
God morning to you, and thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and opening us up with that anointed prayer. We are still celebrating you, and we still say happy, happy birthday to you and to each and every single one on the line. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July celebration, and so I say God morning to you. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Supervantastic. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, and this call has been going forth every single Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour since October the 25th of 2010, and we thank God that he has been enriching, enhancing, and empowering lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. If you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you, and we invite you to visit our website, www.themasterscall.com. www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. Also, if you are interested in becoming an intercessor or greeter, you have a message in your belly and you want to share it with the masses, then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call, every single day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598#, immediately following this call. And see, the thread that brought all of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, and an appointment with Artist will definitely change your life. We are preparing for our Transformation Challenge, which is giving away 50K. You heard me right, 50K. So please get with the person who invited you to this call so they can tell you more about how you could be a part of the Transformation Challenge 50K that will be happening beginning July the 15th of 2015. So at this time, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she has been with us here on the Master's Call for several years, and I thank God for her. She is very powerful because she preaches her principle is the now, living in your now. And so Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott, she hails from the East Coast. She's a pastor. She's a minister. She is a mentor. She's a mother. She is a mighty, mighty, powerful woman of God. She is loving. She is unique. She is caring. She's intelligent. She's loyal, she is a leader, and she walks in excellence. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning none other than Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Dr. Lucille, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you. And as always, it is always an honor and a pleasure to be on this call. I want to thank, first I thank God for life, for strength. I want to thank him for waking me up this morning in my right mind. Thank him for giving me the understanding to have a spirit of gratitude. And as one of my prayer books say, with lion-like resolve, I want to thank my Heavenly Father. Secondly, I want to thank those two dynamic, powerful, awesome women that are responsible for this call. Two powerful women in the marketplace, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. I thank God for the opportunity that they gave me to speak to their tribe, and I give God praise and thanks. Father, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify your name because you are worthy to be praised. Father, I lift you up and I shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Father, thank you this morning for strength. I thank you for health. I thank you for this great country, the United States of America. I thank you, Father, for the opportunities that you have laid before us when you said this is the way for us to walk in it. Father, I thank you for the abundant life that Jesus came and died for us to have. Father, I thank you that you said no good thing are you going to withhold from us if we walk uprightly. Father, I thank you that you said our going out is blessed, our coming in is blessed, our rising up and our lying down. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Ooh, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, this morning, guys, I'm traveling, and so you may hear maybe a car horn or something, and I want to talk this morning about the prospering power of God. God wants us to prosper. This is the second half of 2015. 2015, January to June, is gone. Paul said, forgetting the things that are past, we have to press. So forgetting all the errors that were made, forgetting all the victories that we had, forgetting all the good things that happened between January and June, we now press. Somebody better hear me this morning. Stop sitting in the past, whether it is your past successes or past failures. Forgetting the things that are past, it is time to press. It is time to move forward. It is time to thank God for, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God wants you to prosper. Let me say that again. God wants you to prosper. And we have to, at first, be willing, be ready, be open to walk in the prospering power of God. So I'm going to give five things. God wants you to prosper. He wants us to prosper. The first thing, for us to be able to prosper, we must walk in integrity. If we're not walking in integrity, we cannot prosper. We may look like we are achieving things, but eventually they will fall off. Eventually, we would lose them. And how do I walk in integrity? How do you walk in integrity? How do we walk in integrity? We walk in integrity based on the things that we do when no one that we know is looking. When no one that knows us, when no one that knows you or knows me, how do I function? I'm in South Africa and nobody knows me over there. How does Dr. Lucen function? Do I have a different face when I'm there compared to when I'm here and everybody knows me? So functioning in integrity means that when no one is looking, I'm functioning to my highest good. When no one is looking, hear me, guys, and you have a transaction to make, you do that transaction in honesty. Secondly, you understand gratitude. What is gratitude? How about being grateful every day that you open your eyes? Father, I'm thanking you for life. Father, I'm thanking you for health. And I'm going someplace now this morning as I went at my church on Saturday. How about thanking God for your job? I know some people say, Dr. Lucien, you don't know what they're doing on my job. Listen, you are in a multi-level marketing business right now. Your job financed you. For many of you, your jobs, for many of us, our jobs financed our dreams. And it may not be the place where you want to be right now, but how about being grateful? How about thanking God? How about walking with a spirit of gratitude? Because the spirit in which we walk will determine who we are, what we are, and how we accomplish anything. So this morning, my God, thank God for your job. Thank God for your bosses. Thank God for your supervisors. Have a spirit of gratitude as you're stepping foot into your employment today. Have a spirit of gratitude. Because for your job, there could be 10 or 15 persons that would love to have your job right now. How about when you step into your job this morning, you recognize you are the light of the world in your company. Why are you the light? Because number one, you have integrity. And number two, come on somebody, you're walking in a spirit of gratitude. Father, I'm grateful. Father, I'm thanking you. When you got paid, were you functioning in a spirit of gratitude? I mean, I get very overwhelmed sometimes when I'm talking about these, because as a coach, when I see clients and they're not doing well, many times it's because they're functioning and not functioning in a spirit of gratitude. The next thing I would offer this morning for the prospering power of God to be alive and well in your life is for you to have a spirit of love. Yeah, I know love. And the mistake we make, we think love is either sexual or mushy. That's not what love is. Love is a holistic feeling. Love is, in spite of whatever is happening around me or with you, I can deal with you in integrity and with gratitude. The Bible says, love your neighbor as, I love this one. He said, love your neighbor as, not more than, many times we miss this scripture and think that we have to be a doormat. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. What does that connotate? That connotates that I will not do to my neighbor something I would not do to myself. I would not treat my neighbor in a way I will not treat myself. If I will not abuse me, why would I abuse my neighbor? Let us sink in, guys. As we're talking about the prospering power of God, this is the second half of June, of July 2015, the second half of 2015. 2015 is your year of Jubilee. 2015 is the year you win. 2015 is the year you walk in the abundant power, the abundant blessing, the abundant prosperity of God. 2015 is your year of overflow. You know, and guys, I'm laughing because I am a teacher and a preacher of revelation. I preach by revelation. And even as I'm speaking now, I'm getting the spirit that somebody wants to know, why am I talking about prosperity? You know, it's the beginning of the week and, you know, I should say something else. Listen, I teach what God gives me to teach. And the reason many of us don't have prosperity is because we are at war with it. You can't be at war with something and want to have it at the same time. God wants you to prosper. If you look at an apple tree, if you look at a peach tree that's in bloom, a peach tree or an apple tree does not have any conflict producing in abundance. Sometimes if you look at an apple tree, I had a berry tree in my backyard, and at times it would look like the branches wanted to break off with the weight of the fruit. Let me tell you something. That's how God wants you to be. Why would God prosper an apple tree, a peach tree, a pear tree? Why would God prosper the ocean? Why would God prosper the birds and the bees and not prosper you? Why? That's not our Heavenly Father. And so I'm in somebody's face this morning. God wants you to prosper. The prospering power of God is all around you. It's all around us. But we have to be willing to see it and to walk in it. So I spoke about integrity. I spoke about gratitude. I spoke about love. I'm going to talk about balance. The prospering power of God, we need balance. Guys, you can't be way off on one thing and expect to be successful. When I was a child, we were on a seesaw. The best ride on the seesaw was when you had balance. But were you ever on a seesaw and someone that was much heavier than you were got on the seesaw and had you way up in the air? And they were just sitting there just looking at you? I experienced that. I don't know about the rest of you. For the prospering power of God to be alive and well in your life, there has to be balance. And I'll explain balance. Balance in your relationships. Many of you on this call, you're in business. Balance in your business. Not every time you get with your friends, you want to talk about your products. If you tell them about it once or they come to your house or you give them a gift basket or something, have balance. Not every time your friends see you, they want you to be pushing a brochure in their faces. On the reverse, if you're in business, ever so often, you have to talk about your business. What about your church life? When was the last time you got up on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning and you made breakfast for your family and you had a good relaxing time before rushing off to church without taking care of your husband or your wife? Balance. For the prospering power of God to be alive in your life, there has to be balance. I love this. I love you guys this morning. I see my time is almost up, but I want to go over again. We have integrity. We have gratitude. We have love. We have balance. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways this morning, acknowledge your Heavenly Father. He will direct your path. Everything that I said this morning, how is your trust factor? Are you trusting your Heavenly Father to lead you and guide you? You're in business this morning. Are you trusting your Heavenly Father to lead you to the right client? Are you trusting your Heavenly Father this morning to lead and to guide you in your business dealings? Are you trusting your Heavenly Father this morning? Are you trusting Him? He said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. So as you're heading out to your job this morning, I offer that you trust God. I offer that you walk in integrity. I offer that you have a spirit of gratitude. I offer that you let the love of God be shed abroad in your hearts today. God loves you with an everlasting love. God wants you to prosper. God wants to prosper you this morning. God wants to shower you with the blessings of God. God wants to overflow your home, your finances, your business with power and prosperity. Open your hands this morning and receive the prospering power of God. Just open your hands this morning and receive the prospering power of God. You are God's prosperous child. You are God's prosperous child. The prospering power of God surrounds you this morning as with a shield. You are God's prosperous child. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Back to you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lucille Scott, for that awesome, awesome, awesome message. God wants us to prosper. And I will ask you back to give us our benediction after these few announcements. But first, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us this day. We're in the second half of the year, and we thank you, Father, that thus far, Lord God, You have led us and you have guided us. And you said those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And we thank you, Father, that your anointing is upon each and every one of us to go forth in the marketplace and be the doers of your word and not hearers only. We thank you for this message, Lord God, that you so desire to prosper each and every one of us. So we ask you, Father, that you pour back into the minister that gave us that awesome word this morning, Dr. Lucille Scott, that you bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless everything her hands touch and wherever her feet tread. We thank you, Father, for blessing her household, her community, her city, oh God. Bless everything that's concerning her, Father. We thank you, Father, for ministering to your people in a very special way, continuously, Father, through the mouth, the voice that you so shared with us this morning. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift because it comes from you. So, Father, we're asking you in the name of Jesus that you minister to Jackie Henderson's father this morning, Lord God. We call him healed, whole, and complete. And as he goes through the surgery this morning, Lord, we're thanking you in advance, oh God, that your anointing is in the midst, oh God, that you're anointing the hands of the surgeon, the nurses, Lord God, and all those that assist. We thank you, Father, the anesthesiologist. Father, we thank you that everything we ask, because you say, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. You're not a man that you should lie. And you said, when we call on you, you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. So we thanking you, Father, in advance for every good and perfect gift coming from you, that you're blessing, you're keeping him in perfect peace as while our eyes are stayed on you, oh God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father, like never before. We glorify you, Father, for using these women of God continuously day by day. And we ask you, Father, that you bless the people, your people, who's on this call this morning, oh God, that you strengthen them, that you keep them in perfect peace, that they continue to praise your holy name. And, Father God, that we'll all continue to have the attitude of gratitude in every aspect of our lives, knowing, Father God, that you are the head, that you made us the head and not the tail, that you are Alpha and Omega, and besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless your people in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are going through bereavement, Father God, comfort them like never before. Strengthen them, Father, where they need to be strengthened like no one else can. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Bless this artist company and the artist family, Lord God. Everyone from the owner down to the distributor that joined last night. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening them, keeping us all, Lord God, as we go forth and be the ministers that you call us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we know that you want to hear this powerful, powerful message once again, and that number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that you can continue to send your prayer requests and praise reports by sending them to the email address that was given, info@themasterscall.net. We do have the morning motivational call coming up next, and that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. And also, we want to remind you that it's not too late to join the Transformation Challenge. It's going to be a challenge that, like none other, giving out $50,000, I'm telling you, distributing it among the people in various ways. So get with the person that told you about this call, or you can get on the morning motivational call right after this and get more information, because it officially starts on the 15th of this month. Okay, so if everything is clear, I want to say thank you, Minister Kai, for such a warm welcome and seating and greeting God's people this morning and opening us up with prayer and giving us that mandate. Hallelujah. We glorify God for that thing. And also, Dr. Lucille Scott, for that powerful message this morning that God wants to prosper us. So will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Praise God. Praise God. Remember, guys, God wants you to prosper. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Walk, walk in the liberty wherein you are called. God wants you to prosper. Be blessed.